Christmas holidays on the way, and it should be a most joyful time for all of us. And, you know, I thought about this week that sometimes there's some of us struggle with it, and the busyness and this and this and this. And I thought, well, you know, I made a decision about halfway through the week. I thought, I'm going to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year. And a lot of times it's about what we decide, you know, determines how we can handle things and how we control situations that come up. And so through that, I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year, and it wasn't bad last year. Now, don't misunderstand. It wasn't bad. I just want to improve it. I don't want to have just a ordinary, regular Christmas. I want to go above normal. I want to go extraordinary. You know, that one of those things that where you just get to shout in glory, you know, and the Spirit of the Lord comes all over you. And I got thinking, well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to need a little help. So I've spent some time in this holy Word of God about Christmas and about how to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year. And it got so good, I got to enjoying it so much, I thought, I'm going to share that with the church. You know, if God allows, I'll just preach that Sunday morning and share it with the church. And then I got thinking, well, wait a minute. There's no use to bring that to the church on how to have a better Christmas unless they want one. Because if you don't want it, I'm wasting my time and yours both. And so, you know, as a pastor wanting to lead the church, I'd like to encourage everybody here to make a decision in your mind, in your heart, I'm going to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year. Can y'all decide that? Well, this group got it. Are y'all not hearing me in the back? I'm afraid I'm not speaking all the way to the back. I'd like everybody that would love to have a better Christmas this year. Wouldn't you love to do that, have a better Christmas this year than you did last year? Or maybe, you know, maybe we're not going to limit God and we'll just say, we're going to have the best Christmas we've ever had. Amen. Now, what do you think about that? So let's get in on the commitment thing. I'm going to call on you as a pastor to make a commitment as a church, as individuals making up the church, and in your mind, in your heart, say, I want to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year. Everybody ready? I want to have a better Christmas this year than I did last year. Okay, now we're on. Now we're getting there. Oh, by the way, I didn't say much about it yet, but anybody that breaks their arm thinks it's an excuse not to play the music, you're out now. The example's been set, you know. I got thinking about, praise the Lord, you know, example set. Just because you break your arm don't mean you can't play the organ or piano one, so just bring it on. But, okay, now we're in a conclusion that we're going to have a better Christmas this year than we had last year. There's a lot of things that offset that. You know, there's a lot of things that go against it. A lot of things happen in this life. You know, it's up, it's down, it's trouble here, it's sickness there. And a lot of these things, you know, I think really conflict with us just having a joyful, happy holiday season, praising and worshiping God for the day we celebrate the birth of Christ. And that'll be a big part of it, that we realize what it's about. First of all, it's not about all the wrappings. It's not all about all the toys. It's about Jesus Christ and us celebrating His birth. That has to come first and before anything else if we want to have a joyful, happy Christmas. Better this year than it was last year. Amen. So let's work on that just a little bit. If you'll turn in your Bibles with me to St. John chapter 14. I'm going to start right there, St. John chapter 14. And I'm going to start in verse 1. Now, we're looking for a better Christmas season. We're looking for better this year than last year. We're looking maybe for the best Christmas we've ever had. I'm telling you now, God is able. If we will comprehend and think about what God said, God is able. So let's get down to some points that's going to help you, that's going to help you have this better Christmas. A lot of you saying, well, I don't know how it can be better. It can be better. It can absolutely be better. And so now we've got a desire for that. St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I want to stop with one verse. Praise the Lord. Look what it said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And so when we start talking about troubled heart, what brings trouble to our hearts? You know, sickness and pain and family problems and this problem, that problem, so many things. But we have instructions from God through Jesus himself said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So if we come to a conclusion that we're going to trust Jesus, that we're going to trust God in his work that he did for us through the Son, through the Savior, and not let our hearts be troubled. You know, if you don't let your heart be troubled by these things that happen around us, I want you to know that you will have a better Christmas. I'll guarantee you, if you get up without a troubled heart from now till the 25th, I'm going to tell you, you'll have a better Christmas. Let not your heart be troubled. We've got the instruction from God through the Word, His Word, that we're not to be troubled. We're not to be upset. We're supposed to trust God. You know, these things that happen in life, they happen to everybody. We're not exempt from problem, trouble, sickness, or whatever else may come. But I'm going to tell you, we can exempt ourselves from letting it bother us. When we come down to the point, now there's times and places that, you know, okay, well, maybe this did bother me a little bit. And you know, I deal with that a lot. Okay, I know Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, but that troubles me. There's things in life that troubles me. And I got thinking about, okay, from now till Christmas, when something troubles me, I'm not going to stay there and dwell in it. I'm going to move on. You know, you come to a conclusion, yeah, that bothered me. That troubles my heart. But I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to just move on. I'm going to continue forward. And we'll get into that in a minute where Jesus gave us an illustration that don't let today ruin your future, that we need to be looking ahead. There's better things to come for Christmas, for Christians. And then, so when we start thinking about, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. So if we start trusting Jesus, getting ready takes time. This all wasn't done, and I bet you didn't get this done in 2 minutes, did you? Anybody here think they decorated this church in 2 minutes? No. Anybody here think that they just walked through and this happened? No. You know, this takes effort. It takes planning. That if we're going to have a special Christmas this year, we're going to have to plan for it, which we have started this morning, the planning for a better holiday season. We're going to have to take time for it. We're going to have to make preparation for it, because anything that's good, anything that's better, I believe takes time, it takes practice, and it takes preparation. So we're going to have to put forth a little bit of effort into this Christmas time and this Christmas programs in our lives and our families if we want it to be better than last year. I'm going to have a better Christmas this year than I had last year. I'm actually wanting to have the best one I've ever had. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking for. The best one we've ever had. So we start thinking about preparations we have to make. We first prepare our heart. We're not going to let our hearts be troubled. And if we get trouble, we're not going to stay there and dwell in it. We're going to move on and move to something else, because God will take care of the problems and those troubles that come to us each and every day if we'll trust Him. I want to go over just for a few minutes in Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to come back here, hold that spot, if you will. Philippians chapter 3, I want to go to Philippians chapter 4, actually. Philippians chapter 4, and I want to start in verse 10. I want to look a few verses of Scripture right there. Now, we're talking about that we are going to have a better Christmas season than we've had before, or better this year than better last year, and there's some things that we need to understand. That if we're going to do this, it takes preparation, it takes a mindset, it takes a dedication. So we're there, we're looking for this, we want to improve. I love it when people want to improve. So in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10, it said, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be with content. I want you to notice up in verse 10, it said, but ye lacked opportunity. Now, if we want to have a better Christmas this year than we had last year, first of all, we need an opportunity to be more meaningful and more loving and more show more kindness towards somebody else. He was saying very plain here. He said last year, said you wanted to do this before, but you lacked the opportunity. So first, we need to start praying that God give us an opportunity that we make a difference in somebody else's life. You want to have a good Christmas? Make somebody else's Christmas good. It's that plain. You know, it goes from us and what we need, what we want, unto the needs and wants of somebody else. So I truly believe that as a child of God, if we make it better for somebody else, God will bless us and reward us for it. And so we need to pray for opportunity. First, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Jesus and believe in God. And then seek an opportunity that you make a difference for somebody else. These are things I believe that will help us and encourage us that, it's going to be a great special Christmas this year. It's going to be a good one. I can feel it coming on already. And then he got down in thinking about, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Now, better Christmas, find content. Think about it. Find contentment in what you got. Find contentment in what God has blessed you with. In verse 12, it said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And so when we're looking at this, and focusing on better Christmas, I think we need to know some of this, that I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. That we know both sides of it. That's not what determines our joy. I'm going to tell you, what you give me as a gift is not going to determine my joy in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I'm going to have it regardless of what you do. And so when we learn to be in that state, not about what we get, but what we give, and when we learn to be content in the things that God has blessed us with, then here we go. You talk about a joyful Christmas this year. I'm expecting one here at New Salem Baptist Church. I'm expecting one to be in your home, that you carry this over from here, take it right down to your house with you. Put a dose of this under the Christmas tree for them and tell them to love God. In verse 13, it said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So Christ says you're not going to fail in your desire to have a better Christmas this year than you did last year. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So we've got the power, we've got the ability, we've got the guarantee that we're not going to fail. I'm going to tell you right now, get started early, because it's going to take a long time to enjoy all this that's going to happen. I can do all things in Christ which strengthens me. Verse 14, notwithstanding you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. And so here God's word saying, and Paul is saying, you've done a good thing that you did communicate with my affliction, that you got involved and saw the need of someone else. That's what Paul said. I'm glad you saw my affliction. I'm glad you saw my need, that you may help me. And so when we get back to the point that we have opportunity, and then down here that we are not afraid to associate ourselves with someone else's affliction. You know, there's times some people have so much trouble, I don't even like to be around them. Oh, God, forgive me. I'm a pastor. I'm not supposed to say that. I just likely to tell you the truth. And if y'all can say y'all never had that idea, God bless your heart. You ain't never went in a supermarket and asked somebody, said, how you doing? And the time they get through, you wish you'd have never asked. Whew. Opportunity. I mean, time they get done telling about this, 45 minutes to an hour ain't unusual. How you doing? Simple words. You better mean it before you ask. But, and there's times, like I said, I wish I hadn't even asked. I thought, Lord, if you just get me out of it this time, I'll keep my mouth shut next time. But, you know, live and learn. So we get down to these things, and it shows us that if we're going to have a happier Christmas, if we're going to have a more joyful time and holiday season, first of all, we got to be observant of the needs of other people around us. I'm going to tell you, if we're sitting there eating turkey and ham and your neighbors are starving, I got a problem with it. Is that too plain? If I got a tree stuffed full of packages for me and my family and the kids down the street's got nothing, I got a problem with it. That'll rob you of the joy. That'll rob you of the happiness that God plans for us to have during this holiday season where we celebrate the birth of His Son, Jesus. Back to St. John chapter 14. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also may be also. And so Jesus uses this time. First He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then He starts telling them that sometimes not to have your heart troubled. He begins to show them forward. He starts talking about future things to come when He starts talking about going and preparing a place for us. And I thought how Jesus used this to get our mind maybe off the things of this world and the problems that it brings, that we look ahead and know that God has already taken care of this thing. I've already got a place reserved in heaven. I'm telling you, it's there. I don't have any doubt in it. And so if we want to get a light heart, a merry heart, a joyful heart, don't let today dominate you and what's going on around you. Think about what God has planned in that day of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And verse 4 it said, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And so we want to talk about, to have a better Christmas, first of all, we need to know the way to have a better Christmas. Now, if I'm going somewhere and don't know the word, I've got some option, the way. I've got an option. I can come down and ask somebody for directions. Eddie, I'm going to heaven. How do I get there? I mean, you know, I'd come down and ask somebody for directions. Or if I'm going somewhere and I don't know how to get there, I can use a road map. Right? Or, I'm telling you, I can get top notch and really update and use a GPS if I can figure out how to turn the thing on. Now, you've got those options. You've got asking somebody for instructions on how to get somewhere. You've got a road map that you can look at. You've got a GPS to guide you. God's had all those for years. You know, He's had witnesses for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's instructions on how to get there. And then He's had a road map. This has been with us for a long time. This is a road map on how to get there. And then a GPS. God had a GPS before anybody else ever thought about it. It's not electronic. It's God's plan for salvation. GPS. And that's been with us forever. And I got thinking about how to have a happier Christmas. Nothing pleased me more to hear that some of my family was saved by the grace of God. Now you talk about a gift, you talk about a present, and they know the way because they have instruction, personal instruction, they have a road map, they have GPS, God's plan for salvation. And so when we start thinking about how are we going to get there. Now everybody wants a happier Christmas this year than they had last year. Better Christmas this year than last year. So how are we going to get there? Through these things that God has shown us to do. We know the way. We know how to get there now. Let not your heart be troubled. Pretty simple, right? Be observant to the needs of others. Simple, right? Be content where you are and what God's blessed you with. I mean, if you're expecting a new car and get a 34, 37 Chevrolet. So, as we look through this, and Thomas said, I don't know how to get there. See, a lot of times that's our fault in that we just quit at that point and say, well, I want a better Christmas, but I don't know how to get there. I thought about that this week. And if there's one thing I want to see happen at New Salem Baptist Church, in our church services, in our Christmas plays and programs, in our giving to each other and taking it home with us, I want to see better Christmas today than we saw last year. It could be the best one you've ever had. There's a lot in this. Jesus told them, when we start dealing with salvation, Jesus told them, he said in verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. And so we have that more places than that. In John chapter 6, verse 44, it's very plain. It said, no man can come to me except the Father, which sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. So we have the indication that coming close to Jesus brings a better Christmas, right? Amen. I'm telling you, that's what it's about, the birth of Christ. And so the closer we can come to this Christ, this gift that God gave us, the more happiness and pleasure and joy we can have in Christmas. So we need to be drawing nigh to Christ. And the way we're looking at this, said, you know, nobody's going to come to God except through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's going to have to draw him, and he's given the promise he'll raise him up the last day. God's got a plan for this church. God's got a plan for your life. I believe this morning he sent this message for somebody. I don't know who. I can't judge that. But I believe God sent this message for somebody that's having a bummer and a downer. Things aren't quite what you want them to be, or maybe it seems terrible. I'm going to tell you, don't stay in that. Don't focus on that. Look ahead. Look to the future. Change your heart, change your mind. It's hard for me to have a troubled heart and think about heaven. Y'all ever tried that? You ever thought about it? It's hard to have a troubled heart and think about heaven or Jesus. I mean, I can just be upset, mad enough, spit, and start thinking about Jesus. Start thinking about heaven, you know, and it'll just calm that out. Put me back where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I get fuzzed up sometimes. Joan was wanting to say amen, but she don't speak in church. She's giving hand signals. But you think about that. We want to have a better Christmas. Concentrate, focus on Christ and the gift that God gave us. Focus on it. Think about it. You know, don't get overwhelmed and overcome with this stuff of the world. You know, the bargains and the shopping sprees and the Black Fridays and all those things. I think a lot of that actually robs us from the joy that God intended us as His children to have. And that's just observing the holiday and saying, thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift that's ever been given. I'm going to close right there. I think I'm finished with that.